A new exhibit was unveiled at the Canadian Museum of Immigration. The exhibit, Hearts of Freedom, looks at the stories of Southeast Asian refugees and their treacherous journeys to Canada in search of a better life. Dr. Stephanie Stobe, the curator of the traveling exhibit, spoke with CKDU about her personal experience traveling as a refugee during the Laotian Secret War. Hearts of Freedom is available to view at the Canadian Museum of Immigration until December 3rd.
Yes, the exhibition is on the stories of Southeast Asian refugees who came to Canada in the 1970s and 1980s. So between 1975 and 1985 was the period that we were looking at. And it tells the stories of the refugees from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos, and their experiences in resettlement and settlement here in Canada.
Okay, great. And how did this project come together?
Well, this project came out of our bigger research project, Hearts of Freedom, which was initially thought about by the Vietnamese community. There were a couple of Vietnamese people who came to the academics and museums and asked us if we could assist them in preserving their stories about their experiences of coming to Canada and resettling here. And so that was our original project, where we interviewed the refugees from across Canada throughout the 10 cities in Canada, and we documented their stories, and from that we were able to create a film documentary, a website, curriculum, and then we're writing a book right now based on the analysis of the oral histories that we conducted. So we conducted 175 interviews in 5 languages from Vancouver to Halifax. And then as a result of doing all of that work, I thought, wouldn't it be great to create an exhibition so that we can tour these stories across Canada through the 10 cities where we conducted interviews. And so I got a committee together with advisors, Emily Burton from the Canadian Museum of Immigration at Pier 21, and Laura Sankini from the Canadian Museum of History in Gatineau. And then after that, we included representatives from the 3 communities to create a museum exhibition committee so that we can work on thinking about how we can create an exhibition.
How did you go about finding these refugees in each of these cities?
Well, we worked with community people. And so in each of these cities, we would have community representatives from the Vietnamese, Laotian, and Cambodian communities. And we worked with them in terms of identifying and looking for people from their communities who would be interested in doing these interviews. And so it's really through the local community coordinators that we were able to find interviewees for this project.
And what's your personal connection to this project?
Well, this project is really important to me and is very meaningful because my own family came as refugees from Laos, and I came with my family as a child. And so this is something that has always been an important topic to talk about. And when I was looking at research, you know, this is something that I tend to gravitate towards just because of my own personal experience as a refugee fleeing a war-torn country and seeking asylum in another country and then resettling in a third country. And so this is very much a part of my own family's history.
And just as, yeah, like you said, it's part of your own history. Why do you think it's important to have this exhibit traveling through Canada and maybe specifically, you know, in today's world?
Yeah, I think this topic is really relevant today. And so these stories are really important because they highlight the successful resettlement, settlement, and integration of Southeast Asian refugees. So these refugees who have come from Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia are now making great contributions to Canada and around the world. And so we really wanted to show the positive stories of refugees, the positive stories of resettlement. And I think when you look at what's happening in the world today and looking at the various crises around the world and refugees fleeing different parts of the world, I think the things that we can learn from this movement can be applied to the situations around the world today, and how can we assist, and how can we resettle people in ways that are going to be positive, and how do we assist refugees around the world?
And what was it like to hear those positive stories and to be a part of this project and hear their stories from these refugees?
Yeah, I thought that many of these, I mean, all of the stories are very, very powerful, and they show a lot of resilience, courage and strength in leaving their home countries, and their escape routes were very dangerous. You know, you hear about the Vietnamese being in boats that were overcrowded and leaky, being attacked by pirates. You hear about the Cambodians having to cross landmines and fleeing the Khmer Rouge. You hear about the Laotian trying to cross the Mekong River in dangerous conditions. And so it really, right, it really highlights the resilience of these people and how they wanted to find safety and freedom and be able to start a new life here in Canada.
Yeah. Do you think that's evident in the exhibit? Do you think people visiting the exhibit can really feel that courage and what it must have been like to be in those situations?
Yes, definitely. So we have a panel on escape journeys and refugee camps. Mm-hmm. And so you can hear some of the hardships, some of the difficulties, and you can hear their dangerous journeys in order to find safety and freedom. And as you move along the panels and you move and you read about the government policies and sponsors and how the Canadian people really stepped up and the Canadian government as well and said, we want to do something, we want to help, we want to assist. And so they were able to create the private sponsorship of refugee program, and that program continues to exist today. And the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees actually awarded the people of Canada the Nansen Medal for their assistance to refugees. And then from there, you move to the settlement and integration. And this is when you read their stories about settling here in Canada. And again, there were some hardships, but there were also some amazing stories of welcome and assistance, and amazing stories of refugees themselves working hard and reestablishing themselves as a dentist. For example, if they were a dentist back home and now they had to really sometimes start from scratch again to become a dentist. Mm-hmm. Or you hear about the second generation who are now ambassadors, who are engineers, who are nurses, who are teachers, who are professors. And I think it's really, really amazing to see out of the persecution, hardship, and the struggles that they had, the danger, and now they are here in Canada, they're safe, and they are able to provide for their families, they're able to contribute to the communities in many, many amazing ways.
Hearts of Freedom interviewed 170 Vietnamese, Lao, and Cambodian refugees who came to Canada as refugees between 1975 and 1985. During the opening night of the exhibit, Terry Nguyen, a Vietnamese refugee, spoke about his family's experience escaping the communist invasion of Vietnam in 1975.
Well, like our journey through the ocean. What happened then was we agreed to pay the federal government, the Communist Party government, so much. At the time for us, it was 10 ounces of 24 karat gold per person. And the government would issue us fake ID as Chinese, because at the time there was some conflict going on between China and Vietnam. So they issued this paper, and we were allowed to leave Vietnam on this boat to go back to China, supposed to be China. And so the thing is, the federal government received the money. the goal. However, the local government never received anything. So we had to just shut our light, close the door, and escape in the dark to the designated town. From there, we are allowed to leave freely. And if we caught in between, we done. We go to jail. So, but anyway, so we made it out that way. And during, we were on the ocean for 5 days and four nights. We enduring many stretches in journey and facing constant sea pirates attacks on the ocean. I still remember vividly the pirates broke our drinking water and bathed themselves with our water. They went down when there was, they took all the money because a lot of people brought their lifelong saving with them on these trips. So they would take everything from us. And when it came to the point, there was nothing left to be taken. They actually went down and took the engine, spent time and take the engine out of the boat and just leave us floating right in the middle ocean. I still remember we kept looking out for a sign of birds because that's the sign that we near land, but there was never any bird. And people are starving. There were 524 of us on a 23 meter long boat. One of the things that really scared us was when there was nothing left to be taken, they actually put people aside and put a blanket right in the middle of the boat and start looking around for a good-looking girl to rape. And that was just horrifying. And so people start praying and chanting. Buddhists would chant in their prayers, and Catholics would start saying prayers, Our Father, Rose, you know, see. But for some reason, for some miracle, they gave up, and they never carry out the act.